Tonight's daf is daf Tezayin. We got to the very, very top. We got to the end of the discussion of the Arba Nichnasu, the Pardes. So the Gemara says, "My darish." What was the drash? Rashi says, "My darish mehechen haven makom eshchina shenizah shlo hitet sham." How did Rabbi Kiva know that there was a certain area where the Shechina was present that you shouldn't look? So the Gemara explained to the Machlok, it's what the Pasuk that really showed Rabbi Kiva to look away. So first opinion is, Amar Abba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Pasuk says, Merivos, really awesome, Merivos Kodesh, She'oshu Birvava Shalah. There was some sign, Birvava, in the myriads of Malachim that were there. There was some indicator. Now it doesn't say what the indicator was, but there was something there Rabbi Kiva knew that was funny you shouldn't look at. Rabbi Abo says, Amar, he quotes another pasuk that indicates this. It says, Dugal Miravava, Dugma hu Birvava Shalah. There's some dugma, there's some example, there's some inin, there's something in the myriads of Malachim that's there that you shouldn't look at. Reish Lakish has a third pasuk. Hashem Tzvakos Shimo, Adon hu Betzava Shalah. What do you mean Hashem is the master? What does Tzvakos mean? What does it mean to be a tzav of an army? He's the master of an army, he's the general of the army. So there's somehow some area within the Malachim, in that Tzava, that army, there is some indicator of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina being there, as not to look at that area. And then comes along Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a fourth pasuk that Rabbi Kiva may have learned from, that Lo Ruach Hashem, it wasn't the Ruach, that's not Hashem, Vacha Ruach Rash, after the wind you're going to hear some noise, some thunder maybe, Lo Ruach Hashem, that's not going to be Hashem either. Va'acha harash esh, after the wind is going to be, so after the noise rather, there's going to be some fire, but lo va'esh Hashem, Hashem's not going to be in the fire. Va'acha harash, but after that fire, kol demama dakar, you're going to hear something, v'inei Hashem over, he's going to pass through that demama, that some image, something small, he's going to be in the small area, that's where the Shechina is, and that's where you shouldn't look. So these are four different suggestions, how Rabbi Kiva not to look, he knew not to look at some area where the Shechina was. Like Mark quotes a brisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Shisha Devarim Nemru B'Shedim. There are six things mentioned about a shade. Shlosha K'malach HaSharis and Shlosha K'vnei Adam. Three attributes it has like Malachim and three attributes like a person. Shlosha K'malach HaSharis Yesh Lahem K'nafayim. They have wings like Malach HaSharis. V'tasim Yisof Olam Adsova. They could fly from one end of the world to the next. K'malach HaSharis. And V'yodim Masha Asa Lios K'malach HaSharis. They also know what's going to be in the future like Malachim know. So Gemara says, Yodim Sagadaitach, they know it's going to be. No one knows what's going to be in the future other than Hashem, not even the Malachim. El Shomim Me'achori HaPargad Kimlachi HaSharis. They can listen from behind the curtain certain future things that are going to be said. They can hear behind the Pargo just like the Malachim could hear behind the Pargo. And then there's Shloshah K'mnei Adam. Then there are three attributes that they are similar to man. Ochlin V'shosin K'mnei Adam. They eat and drink like people. Parn v'rabim k'nei adam, they procreate, they have children, if you will, like people. U'mesim k'nei adam, and they also die, like people die as well. Then, there shisha dvarim nemru b'vnei adam, six things mentioned about man. Shlosha k'malach ha'sharis, shlosha k'behema, three aspects we're like malachim, and three we're like animals. Shlosha k'malach ha'sharis, the three things that are similar to malachim, yeshalem das k'malach ha'sharis, we have das like a malachim have. U'mehalchin b'kol mitzukufa, we walk standing up, k'malach ha'sharis. Umisapin Blashana Kodesh, we speak Hebrew, Kimalach Hasharis. And Shlosha Kabehema, three attributes like an animal, Ochlin, Vishosin Kabehema, we eat and drink like animals, Parm of Robin Kabehema, we have children like animals, Umoti and Ria Kabehema, we go to the bathroom like animals, go to the bathroom. Okay. So the Gemara now says, Kal Mistaka Bishlab Arba Dvarim, Rasuilo, or others gears are Ra'ilo, Shiloba Liolam. This was the Mishnah we said in the beginning of the parak, that the four things a person shouldn't look at. And if he does look at them, he is worthy of not coming to this world. Mara says, Bishma, I understand when the Mishnah says, Mala Mala, what's above? Mala Mata, what's below? Mala Acher, Lechaye, what's behind? That makes sense. Rather, what's Lechor, what's going to be ahead afterwards? That's fine, not to ask those questions. We understand why that a person shouldn't think about those in Yonim. But Ela Lefnim, Dehava Hava. Why is it so bad to think about what happened? That's history. What's so bad about Lifnim? What happened earlier? So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, Dami Tavaya, both of them say, Mashal Melech Basar V'dam. We can understand this through a mashal of a king, Shamal of Avadav. The king says to his servants, Bino Banu Li Paltir and Gedolim, build for me some large palaces Al Ha'ashbar, over the dump, over the garbage. And Halchu Banu Lo, and they went ahead, they built it over the garbage. Now, once it's made into a whole city, into a whole palace, They didn't want to mention that that once was a garbage below it. They said ignore it. So my dahava hava, whatever ash, whatever garbage was before the world existed, whatever that meant, I'm not really sure what it really means. But you don't want to mention what was lefnim, even though it's something you could talk about, but it's already in the history, better off not spoken of. So then the Gemara says, Kol shelo chas al kavod kono, rasoi lo, or again, roi lo shelo bali olam. A person who doesn't have chas, doesn't have rachmanis on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means, he's not worthy of coming into this world. So what does this mean, that you're not chas al kavod kono? So the Gemara says, Mahi, Rabbi Abba Amar Zeha Mestakel Bekeshes, a person who looks at a rainbow. And Rav Yosef Amar Zeha Over Aveira Besesa, a person who violates an Aveira Besesa in secret. Mestakel Bekeshes, what's wrong with looking at the rainbow? Dechsiv Kimara Keshes Asher Yeh Ba'anon Bayom HaGeshem, when you look, the vision of the rainbow that you see in the clouds on a rainy day, Kein Mara Hanagis Savivhu, Mara the most covered Hashem. That's the image of Hashem. So when you're looking at the rainbow, that's somehow a image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Aser. So then they all ask the question to how they quote from the Rush. The Rush asks, how can you ever say bracha on a rainbow if you can't look at the rainbow? So machalik between mistakel and riya, histaklis, to stare and gaze, that's Aser. To look and say a bracha, that's permitted. So you see the rainbow. If you notice a rainbow, so then you say a bracha. There's a shaila whether you could tell someone to look at the rainbow or not. Oh, there's a rainbow and say a bracha. That's a whole other discussion. But when you say you see a rainbow over there, the ri'iyah ba'alma, that's permitted, but don't stare at the rainbow because that's like looking at the demus of Kavod Hashem. So then Rav Yosef Amar Zeha over Aver B'Seser. He understood that this meant referring to that you cannot violate Aver B'Seser. Kidir Rav Yitzchak. Damar Rav Yitzchak, kala over Aver B'Seser, kilu dochek ragle shchina. A person who violates Aver B'Seser, you're showing that you're scared of humans, but you're not scared of Hashem, so you're pushing away the legs of Hashem. Shenemar, we say in the Pasuk, Komar Shem Hashemaim Kisi, my throne is the Shemaim, V'art Hadam Ragli, and the ground is my ottoman for my legs, for my feet. So by you doing an Avera in this world, you're pushing away the legs of a Kadosh Baruch. So that's the person who violates an Avera B'Seser. Aini, is this really true? Asks the Gemara. V'ha'am, Rabbi Allah Hazakin, Imroa Adam Sheyitzu Misgaber Allah. A person sees his Yetar is so powerful. Yelech Lamakum Shein Ma'akirin, also go to a place where they don't recognize you. V'yubash shchorm, you wear black clothing. V'yisatev shchorm, and you envelop, you cover yourself in black clothing. V'yasim ashali b'chavit, and do whatever you please. V'al yichal shem shemayim b'fereshe, rather than to do something in public where people know who you are and see what you're doing is inappropriate. So what's the difference? How come in one place we say a person shouldn't do b'seser, and the other opinion says, no, if you can't hold back, you should do a b'seser? So the Gemara says, Lokasha ha demati kayef le liyitre, where a person could overcome his yetzer hara. So obviously we say, don't do the aver b'seser. That's pushing off, that's being doche, the ragli shchina. But a person realizes that yetzer hara is so powerful, and ha de lomati kayef liyitre, a person who cannot overcome the yetzer hara. So then he has to go. The only way to do it is go to a place where nobody knows you, and cover yourself in black, as not to be mechal shem shemayim. So the look at the Tosfos, it's a fascinating Tosfos here. Absolutely fascinating. Tosfos writes here in the top, V'yasim ashali b'chavit. The person does what he pleases. Now that's a very strange lashon, because where else do we find that phrase of mashali b'chavit? Well, you know? Martin Vodazar says that when a person wants to learn, you learn mashali b'chavit. You learn whatever you like to learn. You want to learn this masechta, that masechta, halacha, lamnus, chassidus. So you learn whatever you want to learn, mashali b'chavit. So it's a very strange application to hear of a person goes to do an aveira, mashali b'chavit. But that's not what he's talking about. Anyways, the Tosfos is writing here. Look, legamrei mashma demutav lo l'adam shiaseh chepto b'seser v'lo b'fereser. What it means is parshat pshat is that better to do an avera b'seser than b'fereser. But obviously you shouldn't do any of it. But if you have the choice, if you really can't hold back, then you should do b'seser. V'lo kipeir shabeinu chananel, not like Rabbeinu Chananel interprets the shilei perakam of kedushin. Now this is dangerous Rabbeinu Chananel to say in public or anywhere. B'seser b'fereser. So Rabbi Nachman says the end of the first parak of Kedushin Daf Mem. The perish the Chas V'Shalom Shei Amatir. So he explains, he's Chas V'Shalom is the Tosfos invoking Chas V'Shalom. But Rabbi Nachman says Shehaya Matir Lasos Avera doesn't mean to be Matir the Avera. El Kamar Yilbash Shchorim V'Yelach L'Makom Acher, to go to another place wearing black clothing. To Levisha Shchorim. The Rabbi Nachman understands it to be that by wearing black clothing and going to a place, you're going to help break your yetara. And you could do now whatever you want. So he's giving the Eitz HaTovah I was misread the Rabbi Yochanan initially. He's saying an Eitzah Tova here to how to not do the Aveira. He's not giving you a heter to do an Aveira, Chas V'Shalom. According to Rashi, it sounds like you're having a heter to do an Aveira. Is there ever a chance where you can't overcome the Eitzah Hara? We learn from Yosef HaTzadik that he's Mechayev all the Rishon. You couldn't have a greater Taiva than Yosef HaTzadik had in his situation with Eishes Potiphar. He overcame it. That means all of us could overcome it also. So he says, so put on black clothing and go to a place where you feel like you're a foreigner, you feel like you're lonely and empty, and this way you won't violate the Avera. But Tosis doesn't like that pshat. He says, no, sometimes a person really taka can't overcome the Yetzara, so you should go to Makum Seser to do the Avera there. Gemara now says, Darish of Yehuda, Rabbi Nachmani, Meturgumene, Deresh Lakish. Rabbi Yehuda was the Meturgumene. The Meturgumene, the Rashi says in a few places, he did two things. One thing is he would translate the language. Reish Lakish was speaking in one language, in Aramaic or Hebrew, and he'd speak the common language so everybody could hear and understand. And the second thing the Meturgumene would do is to amplify the voice. Reish Lakish didn't have the power to speak so loud to the large crowd. So he was a Meturgumene, he was also amplifying the voice. So Rabbi Yehuda was darshaning for the following pasuk. My dechsev, what does a pasuk mean when it says, Al taminu v'reya, don't trust the reya, their friend, al tiftechu ba'aluf, and don't trust in aluf. Im, what does that mean? Im yomar lecha yetzahara, the yetzahara says to you, chato sin, and don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mocha you, al tamen, don't believe this yetzahara. Yeah? Let's skip a line? Yeah, you're right. Okay, go up. Sorry. A few lines up. Darsh Behuda Rabbi Nachmani Meturgumene the Reish Lakish call Mistaka Bagimel Dvarim. That's where we are, right? Yeah. Person who looks, gazes at three things, Einav Kaos, his eyes will become dim. Bekeshes, Benasi, Bekohanim. Staring at a rainbow, staring at a Nasi, and staring at Kohanim will all make a person's eye go bad. Bekeshes, Dichsiv, Kimara, Hakeshes, Asher, Yeh, Ba'anan, Bayom, Hageshem, Hu, Mar, Demus, Kavod, Hashem. You're looking at Hashem almost, so that makes your eyes go bad. I'm placing my hod, Hashem says, some of my demus on this nasi. So looking at him is looking at me. So that also makes your eyesight go. And mistaka b'kohanim shebizman shebeis hamigdash kayim, when the base hamigdash was up, how you omdim al duchanan, they'd stand at duchanan, the little platform, umevarchin es Yisrael b'shem hamefarish, and they'd give a bracha b'shem hamefarish. So what's the problem with that? Says Rashi. That the Shechina is resting upon the knuckles of the Kohanim, and it's Aser to look at the Shechina there. So these three inyanim, if you look at them, it's Aser. So again, the Mefarshim or Medayik HaMestakel, to gaze at them is Aser, to have a Riyah, to see the Nasi, to see the Kohanim hands, which according to this is a Risei not to look at all, but a Riyah alone wouldn't cause the eyes to go bad. It's Aser to look, but Ri alone wouldn't cause them to go bad. Only Mestakel would cause the eyes to go bad. So there's interesting Tosus here. How are we doing with time? We're doing great with time, I think. Look at Tosus Dibra Maskel, but Kohanim, Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. Tosus writes, Mikan Kashya, from here it's a question, Al Perish Rashi, because in Perek Gimel of the Megillah, Daf Chav Dalet, Al Hahid, the Mishnah there says, Yadav Bilkanios, Lo Yisa Kapav. A Kohen who has strange looking fingers, he shouldn't do Birkas Kohanim. Who perish? Mishum she'ha'am mistaklin bo. They're going to keep staring. They're not used to seeing such strange fingers. They're going to keep looking up under the talus. V'arminim bechagiga. And Rashi's quoting the Gemara Chagiga here that ha'mistakel bekohanim b'shah shenosin kapem ainav kaos v'halesa. That can't be true because the maskina and dafka b'zman shebeis hamigdash kaim. Our Gemara says it's only us to look at the kohanim's hands when there's a beis hamigdash, when they're doing this in beis hamigdash. Vilu Hasam, but the Gemara Megillah is referring to the Gvulim outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Midemakshimine, he brings a raya. We don't need to go through the raya right now, but he clearly proves that Rashi is taking our Gemara here in Chagiga, which is clearly only referring to the Shechina that was in the Beis Hamikdash, and he says it also to even look at the Kohanim in the Gvulim outside of Yishalayim, outside the Beis Hamikdash, even when there wasn't a Beis Hamikdash. So how can Rashi compare the two different cases? So it says Tosas, just go a few lines down. He says Venira, the first word in the line is Venira. Venira lefarish, daf begvulin mitzar mishum hesech hadas. It's even usher to look because of hesech hadas. You have to be focused on the bracha as opposed to looking up at the hands. Not because you're seeing the shechina. The Gemara here says it's usher because of the shechina in the base of Migdash. Rashi and Chagiga, really, Gemara and Megillah rather, it's usher also outside the base of Migdash to look. Not because of the Shechina, but it's also to look because you're going to lose focus. Why do you need focus? So he says in the end of Tosas, V'halcha Isa B'Yushalmi D'Hasam, Amr B'Yosi Hada Amra She'asa L'Staka B'Kranim B'Shasha Him B'Varchim Sa'am, and Amr B'Chagai Klum Amr Elam B'Shum Hesach The iser to look up at the hands of the Kohanim in the outside of Beis HaMikdash because of Hesech Hadas. Now, the Achronim prove from this Tosfos, it seems, that there's a mitzvah to receive a bracha. There's a whole discussion in the Achronim, and even the Rashonim, that is there a mitzvah of the Kohen? There's a mitzvah for a Kohen to give the bracha of Birkas Kohanim. Is there a mitzvah of us to be misbarach, to get blessed by the Kohanim? So they prove from this Tosfos, the fact that you have to have concentration means you have to fulfill that mitzvah of being blessed. If we didn't have to, if there's no chiv, so who cares if I look up and down? What's the big deal if I lose Hesech Hadas? Elamai, it's from Tosfos that there's a chiv to get the bracha, and you must be focused the whole time. Okay. Gemara says, Vayter now. Darash Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Nachmani b'Turgam Menei the Reish Lakish. What does the pasuk mean? Al tamina b'Reya, don't trust the Reya, don't trust the friend. Al tiftachu b'Olaf, don't trust the Olaf. What does that mean? So he's Medar, he darshins in Yomer l'cha Yetzahara. The Yetzahara says to you, Chato, sin, v'akadosh baruch hu mochel. He's going to forgive you. Al tamin, don't trust him. Al tamin b'reya, don't trust this reya, this evil thing, this friend. Ein reya, ein ra, el yetzahara. It's a reference to the yetzahara. Shenemar, as it says, ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra. The yetzahara is in the lev. That's the reference to the yetzahara. Vein olaf hela kadosh baruch hu. Kadosh baruch hu is olaf. Shenemar olaf nurai ata. He's olaf. That's the lashon of elaf, the olaf. The first letter in the entire alphabet is an olaf. The lashon olaf. Kadosh baruch hu is olaf. So he says, so this is the conversation. The Yetzer might trick you, and Akari he'll say, don't worry, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive you. Don't trust him at all. So then the Gemara says, Shema Tomar Mi Made. Then you'll say, who's going to testify? Who's going to know that I did an Avera? Mi Made Be. Who's going to testify against me? Avne Beso Vakaris Beso, the stones of my house and the beams of my house, Shaldam, they're going to, hey, Maiden Be. They're going to testify against you. Shenem Mars, it says, Ki Evin Mikir Tizak, they're going to scream out. Chapis, yeah? Chapis me'et yanenu. And the wood and the stones are going to answer out and call out. They're going to testify against you. The Chachamim say, Nishmasel she'adam me'idabo. His own neshama within him is going to testify against him. Shenemar, it says, Mashkeves chaykecha shamur pischei picha. That which lies in your chayk, in your chest, is going to open up your mouth. What lies in the chayk, in the heart of a man? Havi Omer is a neshama. The neshama is going to testify. It's going to open up your mouth and testify against everything you did. Rabbi Zrika Amar, Shnei Malachi Asharis HaMelavino, so Hein Meidimbo. The two malachim that escort us, they're going to be the ones who are going to testify against us. Shenemar, it says, Ki Malachi V'Yitzav Elach L'Shmarcha B'Chol Derechecha. They're going to protect us, but see everything that we do. And then finally it says, Eivarav Shel Adam, the limbs of a person, me'idim bo, shenemar v'atem eida, you are my edim, nu ma'ashem v'ani, v'ani kel. Are we good? Mm-hmm. New Mishnah tells us now, the bottom of the Amud. Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, Omer Shalom Lismoch, a person shouldn't do smicha. The Gemara, Rashi says, referring to yomtif. You shouldn't do smicha on yomtif. Smicha means to press your weight on the animal that you're bringing on the carbon, not to do that on Yantif. And according to Yosef ben Yochanan, Omer Lismoch, one should. Yeshua ben Prachi Omer Shalom Lismoch. And Nisai Barbali Omer Shalom Lismoch. Yehuda ben Tavai Omer Shalom Lismoch. Shema Meshadach Omer Lismoch. Shmai Omer Lismoch. Avat Italian Omer Shalom Lismoch. Hillel Menachem lo Nechleku. They didn't have a machlokus. But then Yotam Menachem Nichnas Shammai. Then Menachem left and Shammai came in. And then Shammai Omer Shalom Lismoch. And Hillel Omer Lismoch. So the same machlokus happened for generations. And the Mishnah concludes on the top of Amud Beis here that the Rishonim Hayu Nesim, the first ones listed in the Mishnah, those first groups of people, those first couples, were Nesim, and the Shneim, the second ones mentioned in the Mishnah, were Lehem Nishim, Lehem Abezdin. Were the Abezdins? Okay. Rashi says, HaRishonim, the top here, HaRishonim, Shehuzkar Rishon Bechol Zug, the first pair of each, first one of each pair, as the machlokas, that first one mentions always the Nasi, and the second one is the Abezdin, which is a lower tier than the Nasi. So, for example, the first one was Yosef ben Yoezer versus Yosef ben Yochanan. So, Yosef ben Yoezer, the first one was a Nasi, and his Bar Plukta, Yosef ben Yochanan, was the Abezdin. This interesting toast is an Amun Aleph I'm not going to go through. It just talks a little bit about the history of debates. So, Gemara says in the top of Tes Zayin Amud Beis, Tan Rabbanan. Shlosha mizonos harishonim, mizugos rather, rishonim, shamru, shlo lismoch. The first one, the first tanaim that said that you shouldn't do smicha. That's Yossi ben Yoezer, that's Yeshua ben Prachi, and Yehuda ben Tavai. And the Shnayim Mezugos HaChornim, and two of the last groups are Merulismoch. That's Shammai v'Hillel. Okay. So then Hayu Nesim, so the Shon were the Nesim, and the Shem Lahem Avos Bezdin. So the first ones mentioned were the Nesim, and the second ones mentioned were the Avos Bezdin. And now he's referring to, this is a different understanding than what we just said here, that's Divrei Rabbi Meir, but Chachamim Omrim Yehuda ben Tavai Av Bezdin V'Shem ben Shetach Nasi. He switched it around that, according to Rabbi Meir, Yehuda ben Tavai was the Nasi, and Shem ben Shetach was the Av Bezdin, but according to Chachamim, it was the opposite. Yehuda ben Tavai was really the Av Bezdin, and Shem ben Shetach was the Nasi. So that's the machlokas, who these individuals were. So the Gemara explains, Man Tana Lehu, who is the author of our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, the Tana Rabbanan, that Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavai, Ere b'nechema im lo harakti eid zomim, lohotz mi liban shel tzedukim. Shayu omrim ein eidim zomim hanerag n'ad sheyarag hanidam. So what happened was, there was a case that was only one individual, that had two eidim, and one of the eidim were found to be eid zomim. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavai decided to kill him because he was found to be conspiring and making up a whole story. He was found to be Yimar HaYisim. This aid was with us in a different place at that time. You couldn't have testified. So based on that, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavai had him killed. And he was so excited about this because the Tzedukim said you cannot kill the aid Zomim unless the aid him first, have the other person killed, have to go through the process of killing him. So then in turn they're caught, Yimar HaYisim, then they get killed. But the way we paskin, it's only Kasher Zomim below Kasher Asa. The din of Eid and Zomim only applies when you're conspiring to do something. But if you actually follow through and do Kasher Asa, then you don't have the din of Eid and Zomim anymore. So this was a case of a Kasher Zomim. There was no Asiyah just yet. So Yehuda ben Tavai was so excited he had this one aid killed. So then he says, I know for sure I killed Eid and Zomim. I know I'm going to have the opportunity to see the Nechama of the returning of Yerushalayim, of Tzion. That's what Yehuda ben Tavai says. But then the Gemara says, Amar lo sheta shimon ben shetach, you killed someone innocent. Why? Sherei Amru Chacham, the Chacham say that Ein Eidim Zomimim Nerogin Ad Shizumu Shnehem, Vein Lokin Ad Shizumu Shnehem, Vein Meshalmin Mamun Ad Shizumu Shnehem. You could only give the punishment if you find both Eidim are Eidim Zomim. But if only one of them is Eid Zomim, granted that Eid is possible to be an Eid now, but he doesn't get the punishment of Kasher Zomim, only if you get two of them do you kill him, or you give them lashes, or you make them pay. So you're incorrect, says Shimon ben Shetach. So as a response to this, Miyad Kibo Lav Yehuda ben Tavai, he took upon himself, She'enu Mora Halach El B'fnei Shimon ben Shetach. The rest of his life, he never passed in the Shaila, unless Shimon ben Shetach was there. So Gemara says, so Kol Yamav Shel Yehuda ben Tavai, the rest of his life of Yehuda ben Tavai, Haya Meshateach Al Kivrei Shel Osa Harag. He lied on the kever of this person who he had murdered, who he had killed, who he shouldn't have been killed. This one Ezomim, but Yakolo Nishma, and the voice was being heard from this Beis HaKvaros. Kisvum Ha'am, everybody thought Lomar Shakula Shakolo Shaharag. They thought this was the murdered person, the one who was killed, was screaming from the depths of this kever, screaming out. But who Amar Lehem, Yehuda ben Tavai told everybody, Kolihu, it's my voice. I'm the one screaming. I'm the one in pain for doing this. I need the kapara. It's not his voice, it's my voice. I was incorrect. Teidu, and you should know, the proof is, because Shilamacha the next day, Humeis, he died the next day, Yehuda ben Tavai. Vein kol nishma, and no one heard the voice anymore, so clearly it was Yehuda ben Tavai, whose voice was being heard. He was screaming while lying over the kever. So Rav Acha challenged this point. Just because you heard the voice stop screaming doesn't mean it was Yehuda ben Tavai. Duma Piusa Paisa. Maybe it was really the call, the voice of the one who was killed. And when Yehuda ben Tavai went up to Shemayim, he appeased the one who got murdered, and in the murder he got was happy, so no longer was the mace screaming out anymore. Oh, perhaps, Bedina Tavar, he took him to Bez, and they went to a court upstairs, and they dealt with it upstairs, and that's why the voice stopped being heard. But maybe Taki really was the call, the voice, the screaming out of the Harug who shouldn't have been killed, that aids on him. So that's the Maisa Shahaya. So what's the proof from all this? So Gemara says, So who authored this Brysa? Again, remember, above we had a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, who Shimon ben Shetach was versus Yehuda ben Tavai. Which one was the Nasi, which one was the Av Bezdin? That was machlokas Chachamim and Rabbi Meir on the top of this Gemara, that Brisa. So which of them, the Rabbi Meir or Chachamim, authored this long Brisa we just brought about this Eid Zomim? So the Gemara explains now. So, E Amris, if you say Bishama Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Amar Shimon ben Shetach Av Bezdin, he was the second in command only, and Rabbi Huda ben Tavai was the Nasi. So, Hainu the Kamari Halacha Befnei Shimon ben Shetach. That's why initially, up until that point, until this Maisa, Rabbi Huda ben Tavai was Paskin Shilas, even though Shimon ben Shetach was or was not there, because he was the Nasi. It wasn't until he made this grave mistake that he started to say, I'm no longer passing unless Shimon ben Shetach is there. So up until this point, though, he was. So Rabbi Huda ben Tavai was clearly the Nasi. That works out according to Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir must have authored this long brisa about the Edomim. But Ela'i Amris, if you say that the Rabbanan authored this brisa about the Edomim, Damer Yehuda ben Tavai Abezin, but Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi, so then Abezin b'fnei Nasi, mimor halacha, would he ever paskin anyways? Does Abezin have the right to paskin anyways in front of the Nasi? Of course not. So why do Yehuda ben Tavai have to say, from this point on, I'm not paskin unless he's here? He doesn't need there, you know, he never allowed to in the first place if he was only an Abezin. So it must be that Rabbi Meir authored this brice about the Edomim. The Gemara says, no, not true. My kibbalah, what did he say? De kamar latstrufe da afilu atstrufe nami lo mitstarfina. So what does this mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, my kibbal, all the way up top now, like 10 narrow lines down. Rashi says, my kibbal, lav dad hashahor, not meaning up until this point he gave his own psak, Yehuda ben Tavai. Devadai lohora b'fana b'yamav. He definitely didn't paskin in front of Shimon Shetach, who was a Nasi. Uch shahargu le'edomim lohay Shimon Sham. The fact is, when he paskin to kill this Edomim, Shimon Shetach happened to not be there that day. So lo mitstarfina liyesha b'din ela b'hadi Shimon. He said, moving forward, I'm no longer going to sit in a Bezdin unless Shimon Shetach is also there, because I need his help. I won't paskin unless I see him there and have his assistance. But Einach Hanami, wherever he was, if Shimon Shetach was in the room, he would not paskin because Shimon Shetach was actually the Nasi, and Yehuda ben Tavai was only the Abezdin, the Fishitas Chachamim. So in the end of the day, there is no clear proof who authored this long brice about the aid Zomit. Okay. Now look at the Tosafot Dira Maschil Imlo Harakti. He says Imlo Harakti Aid Zomim. So in the end of the day, Yehuda ben Tavai killed someone like he should, but he shouldn't have. Tema Amai Lo Makshina. Why don't we ask the question? Hacha Hashte Behemtam Shat Tzadikim Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mevitar Kol Hayodon Tzadikim Atzma Lo Kol Shekein Kedei Parach Begidnei Bechulin. There's a concept that Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not allow a tzaddik's animal, his animals, to be involved in avera. Kavachomer Tzaddik himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't allow to be involved in Avera. So how then can Shimon, how could Yehuda ben Tavai be involved in this murder? In essence, he murdered this person. So the answer tells us, V'yesh lomar, de lo shayach lakshui rak gavi davar achila, de genai hu letzaddik de ocha davar iser. The only time we have this application is we won't let a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, won't let a tzaddik eat something usser. That's when we have this din. But something that's mutter, but it's done in an iser way, that's not as, even though ritzich is a pretty serious thing, it's not the same thing. But if a tzaddik eats a machal sasurus, that's going to be a very serious point, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects from him eating machal sasurus. But something like this case of ritzich, where Edomim was taka mutter, but he's missing a very important aspect, but you need a second aid, that's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't necessarily protect the tzaddik from. Okay, Gemara now says, we're more than halfway down the Amud here, the two dots, Yotze Menachem and Nichnas Shammai. We said that Hillel and Menachem agreed, but then eventually Menachem left and Shammai came in his place. So where did Menachem go off to? What happened to him? So Gemara says, Lehechan Yotze, where did he run to? So Abai Amar Yotze L'Tarbis Ra, he was like Acher, Elisha Ben Avuya, he went off to Derech, Tarbis Ra. Rav Amar Yotze L'Avodas HaMelech, no, he had to go work for the king. He had some, he was called duty. The Tanin Nami Hachi, the Brisa says, Yotze Menachem Avodas HaMelech. That's what the Brisa says. He had to go serve the king. V'yotzi Moshmonim Mezugos Tamidim Levushin Sarikun. And out with him, he had 80 Tamidim dressed in very royal clothing as he went to do the Avodas HaMelech. So he was busy doing that. And Shammai therefore replaced him and started this whole machlokas between Hillel and Shammai. Gemara now says, Vaiter Amar Rav Shemin Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan Li Olam Al Tei Shavus Kala Beinecha. Person should never take a shavus lightly. Shavus is only an isim or the rabbanon. What's a shavus? An example of a shavus. You can't ride a horse on Shabbos because you might pull down a branch. You can't swim on Shabbos because you might build a boat. These are types of shavusim. Person shouldn't take too lightly. Why? Sharei smicha inu elu mishim shavus. The isim of shavus, or smicha rather, placing your strength, your koach on the carbon before bringing it, there's a din of smicha. There's no isim lach involved. Now that's a shavus not to do that. So yet, even though that's only a shvus, this was the Gemara explains nechlaku bo gedolei hador. The gedolei hador argued about such a case, so they took this very seriously. We take shvusim so lightly. They had the machlokas at smicha, so gedolei hador fighting about this. We shouldn't take this too lightly, either. Smicha. I just said it's also to do smicha. Not every shvus is because it ought to do something else. Okay, so Gemara says pshita. That's of course we're not going to take a shvus lightly. Why would we take a shvus lightly? Gemara says no. Shvus mitzvah itzrichle. It's a shvus in the context of a mitzvah. So the shvus of a mitzvah of doing the smicha. The smicha is a shvus of other shvusim like riding a horse. There's no mitzvah involved. So maybe it may shvus the mitzvah that involving the mitzvah of smicha. Maybe that we might take lightly. So we're telling us that don't take lightly either. Whereas that's also hanami pshit. That's also obvious. Why would we take a shvus the mitzvah lightly either? So Gemara explained, no lafuke miman amar b'smicha gufa pligi kamash malam b'shvus hu de pligi. No, because there is an opinion that this machlokus here in the chachamim was actually machlokus about actual smicha. Look at Rashi. See Rashi here lafuke miman amar. There's a Gemara in Beta tells us daf chaf b'smicha atma pligi. They're arguing about actual smicha, not yantiv, just actual smicha. Uman the daaser la mishum shvus aser el mishum desfir le deshamichove lo by smicha. They're arguing in general whether you have to do smicha on a shami chagiga. Nothing to do with yontif, nothing to do with the shvus. Is there a mitzvah of smicha on shami chagiga? So that's a big discussion. That's a big mitzvah. So they're just trying to show that that wasn't the machlokas. The machlokas was whether you could do those who say you do require smicha, which is a mitzvah. Is that can that smicha be done on yantif? That's only a shvus. So we're just trying to clarify what that machlokas was of gedolei hador. It wasn't a machlokas about smicha itself. It was a machlokas whether you could do smicha on yantif because it was a shvus or not. That was the whole discussion. That's what we're learning from this statement. Okay. Next gemara. Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama Shema Mina Smicha B'chol Kocha B'inan. We learn from here that smicha requires all your weight and all your strength. You really push down hard on that cow, on that goat, because these Hagadai Dechlo B'inan Kochoch. If you think you don't need all your strength, my Kavod Lismoch. What's the big deal? There's no smicha then. Just touch the animal, and there shouldn't be any issue of shvus there. You're not using any animal. Look what Rashi says here. Rashi said, I thought there's a Rashi. See, Rashi explains Shema Mina. Midaoke Rabbi Yochanan Taima Mishum Shvus Smicha the Kachim Bekal Kocha Bainan Havle Mishtamish Babali Chaim. It's their shvus of using animals. You can't use animals on Shabbos. So by you just touching the animal, that's not a problem. So this smicha just meant touching it, so that you should be allowed to do that on Yom Tif. The fact that we say it's aser must be they're really pushing hard down on the animal. That's called Mishtamish Behema on Yom Tif. That's aser. So you need Kol Kocha to accomplish smicha. So Gemara says, Meisvei, ask a question, Daber, B'nai Yisrael, speak to B'nai Yisrael. And the Pasuk continues to say, V'samach, B'nai Yisrael. So what does that mean? V'samach, B'nai Yisrael, Somchin, Vein, B'nos Yisrael. Only the men are supposed to do smicha, as opposed to B'nos Yisrael, as opposed to the women. Somchos, they don't do smicha. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yishmael, Omrin, B'nos Yisrael, Somchos, Rishus. They're allowed to. According to the first Ma'adamar, it's Aser. According to the second Ma'adamar, it's permitted, but it's not Aser. And the Gemara goes on to explain the Braisa further that Rabbi Yossi Sachli Abba Elazar Pam Achatz, he once told me, Hayalanu Egel Shazivchei Shlomim, they had a calf for the Shlomim, Vevinu Lezes Nashim, they brought this calf into the Ezes Nashim, Visamchu Alav Nashim, and the women had played that smicha on the animal as it passed through the Ezes Nashim. Lo Bibnesha Smicha Vanashim, not because smicha is done by Nashim, Elakadei Lasas Nachatz Ruach Lanashim, to make them feel good about themselves. Now this is a very dangerous, slippery slope, what to do here. In this case, that could allow for women hakafos. Women hakafos have been based on this Gemara here, and passing the Sefer Torah through the women's section has been based on this Gemara of Nachas Ruach. It's a very, very dangerous statement. You have to be very, very careful. But either way, the Gemara says, Isakadaitach smicha b'kochocha b'inan. If you really think that smicha requires all the weight, so mishum Nachas Ruach, the Nashim, Avdina Navoda b'kadshim. So to make the women happy, make them happy with themselves, Nachas Ruach, so we let the women place their koach on the kachim. There's an isser to do any avodah to kachim. So for the men, where there's a mitzvah, so we could do the smicha. That's a mitzvah. The women, there's no mitzvah. We're just doing it for nachas ruach. So to make them feel good, we could let them use the kachim and place the weight. Elamai must be Elav Shmamina lo bainim bekokocho. They don't need kokocho. Touching is enough. You touch it, that's smicha. So that's not considered as using the animal. So it's not a violation of bizar and kachim. So they just touch it and they fulfill the smicha. So you don't need kokocho. Gemara says no. The old name alacha bainim kokocho. Really, we say you need your old kokoch. Dami lahu, we said to them, afki adaycho, just put your hand on it. They didn't know any better. Naga, just touch it. You'll be fine. Just touch it. It's kind of like the one time a woman came to her Soloveitchik and she wanted to wear tzitzis. So he says, okay, I'll tell you what. You know, take a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, without strings, and just wear it. Come back to me in a week. So she wore it for a week and she came back and he says, so how do you feel after the week of wearing it? I feel great. I felt so much kedusha. He's like, you idiot. There's no mitzvah without the tzitzis on it. The idea is he's telling him to do something that didn't mean anything. So he's saying, oh, touch it, don't worry, you're going to get the smicha, just touch it, it's fine. So sometimes to make them happy, you tell them to do something that's really meaningless, just to make them happy, give them nachas ruach. Nachas ruach doesn't mean we get them to do real mitzvahs, when they really ask you to do these mitzvahs. That's what was going on here. So then the Gemara says, ihachi, that's the case. So then, lo mipnei smicha benashim, it's not because of they were doing smicha, that when they passed it through, the calf through, they're doing smicha. The reason why they were allowed to pass the calf through the Ezanashim is because they weren't doing any smicha. They weren't accomplished. They just touched it with their finger. Smicha requires kokocho. So the Gemara should have said the reason why they passed it through the Ezanashim is because there was no smicha. That's why it was permitted. So the Gemara says, you're right. So Amar Rabbi Ami, Chad Devod Kamar. There are two reasons why it wasn't a problem. Chad Adilesa L'smicha Klal. One reason was because passing it through the Ezanashim, them just touching it, it's not smicha, so there's no difficulty with that. V'yo, and moreover, to make them feel good about themselves, we let it go through so they could feel happy. But really nothing was being accomplished by the women having the ego go through the ezanashim, because again, to accomplish smicha, you require kol kocha. Okay. Now, interesting tosis here. We'll do quickly, I know you guys are running tomorrow, but let's just do one quick tosis. Dabriel b'nei Silva samach. Tosas writes here, Aval b'shchita leka l'mayit nashim. But when it comes to shchita, there is no inyan to exclude women from shchita, mehai taima. Why? Af agav d'samech tfei l'hakrava, mismicha, even though the word b'nei Yisrael appears closer to the word akrava, meaning shchita. So therefore, you should really say b'nei Yisrael also qualifies shchita, just like b'nei Yisrael qualifies smicha. So just like women can't do smicha according to this one opinion, so too they shouldn't be able to do shchita either. So the answer is Tosfos, no. Because the Habereish Kal Psul, in the beginning of the Perakun Tzvachim, Marvina Nashim L'Shchita, there's a special cause of that include women, allowing them to do Shchita. So therefore, even though women can do Shchita, they cannot do Smicha, according to this opinion. Should we do one more Tosfos? Why not? Lasas Nachas Ruach L'Nashim, says Tosfos, Kigon Chaisa Behema Shalahem, it was their animal, and they wanted to do Smicha on their own animal. Hashda Dom the Smichala Hios Bibilum, Bipar Kam the Kadushan, Bipar Basa the Rashana. Perish Ri, the Noshim Didon, our women, in Bals Lasas Mitzis Ase, Shaz Mangrama, Ulivar Halem, Ain Mimachin Biodam, Avgab the Pturos, Flomikri Brachlavatala, the Chain Mashma Hacha, O Prashi Hassam. So there's an idea here, this is a much longer toast, I think it appears in Maseches Erevin maybe. But this discussion about women doing smicha or not doing smicha is very much parallel to women saying brachas a mitzvah aseh she'as man grama. That although women are putter in something, it doesn't mean they're allowed to do it, or is it also for them to do it? So the Ashkenazim paskin that they're allowed to do mitzvah aseh she'as man gramas, and they're even allowed to say a bracha. They still fulfill a mitzvah. But according to the Sfardim, the way Shulchan Aruch paskins, they're allowed to do the mitzvah, but they cannot say bracha on a mitzvah aseh she'as man grama. Same thing here. When it says b'nei Yisrael, does it mean lo b'nos Yisrael that's asr for them to do it, to do smicha, and therefore asr to say bracha on mitzvah aseh she'as man grama? Or do we say, no, they don't have to do smicha, but there's a reshus, they are allowed to do smicha, so too, they're allowed to do mitzvah aseh she'as man grama and with a bracha. That machlok is based on this discussion here, smicha. Let's finish off the Gemara to the top of the next page, the Mishnah there. I think it's the Mishnah on the top, right? Yeah, the Gemara says, last two lines of Tezayin and Beis, Amar Rav Papa Shema Mina, we learn from all this that Stadin is Asturin. What's Stadin? So Rashi says, is there Rashi here? No Rashi here. The Stadin referring to when it comes to an animal, there's a whole lacha of we can't use the animal itself, but a secondary, something that's touching the animal, secondary to the animal, that would be permitted. So he says from here, we learn that's actually tzadim is aser. Why? Because these hakadaitach did tzadim mutter, this mochel is tzadim. Let them use a stick and do smicha with a stick. Let it be second hand. And that would be permitted. The fact that we don't suggest it implies that even through a tzadim, even through a stick, some other medium, would be aser as well. Elav shmamina, we learn from here that tzadim is asurin. Which Rav Ashi says on the top of Yud Zayin, Amar afilu tema tzadim mutarim. So no, even though we say tzadim might be mutter, second hand would be mutter, kol debahade gave kagavadami. Anything gave would be also. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. Debahade gave sheshava legova hagav shabehema. It's equal to the height of the back of the animal. Kigava shabehema dami haharosh sheshava begova legav habehema. So even though it would be aser, once you're touching, I guess, the branch, which is the same level as the animal, that would be considered more direct as opposed to tzadim. I think that's the idea. Is that what it's saying there in the art scroll? Not to put you on the spot, Elliot. But I'm putting you on the spot. I think that's the idea, though. That the issue is that if you're touching something that's equal to the height of the animal, for some reason, I don't get why, that's considered as if it's direct as opposed to indirect. Okay. We'll stop here, and Mitzvah Shem will pick up tomorrow.